Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 1st of April, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. One new case of COVID-19. That's 294 active cases. Four people in Nobles, no one in ICU. And in this update, outdoor meetings from tomorrow. School's back on April 12th, perhaps. They took the credit for my work, says Dr. Glover. Threats bring armed police to Douglas today. Quilter International's been sold for £483 million. And 1,150 people self-isolating on lockdown 3, day 30.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, people can meet outdoors from tomorrow. The Chief Minister says the gatherings of up to 10 people will be allowed with masks and social distancing in place. All schools across the island will reopen on Monday the 12th of April if COVID data allows. The Education Minister says if infection risks are still high, a phased return from the 13th of April will be implemented instead. Some restrictions for construction workers will be eased from Monday the 6th of April. One person per room will be allowed in vacant properties with social distancing and masks in place. Garden centres will also be allowed to open that same day with similar measures in place. Further afield, and a neo-Nazi police officer has become the first in the UK to be convicted of being part of a banned terror group. PC Benjamin Hannam, who's 22 and from Edmonton in North London, worked as a recruiter for National Action. The girlfriend of George Floyd has told a court they were both addicted to opioids, which they'd been prescribed for chronic pain. The team defending Derek Chauvin, the officer who knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck, is expected to claim it was the drugs which led to his death. And the organisers of Eurovision have welcomed the Dutch government's decision to allow fans into the arena next month. A total of 3,500 people will be able to attend 9 shows, including rehearsals, semi-finals and the final on the 22nd of May. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Rhiann. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish sea weather indicates some strong winds out at sea later on tonight on the Isle of Man. This evening, pleasant, dry and cloudy with a light east-northeast wind down to 3 degrees through the night. For Good Friday tomorrow, dry and sunny with a light to moderate east-northeasterly turning northerly later. Top temperature 12 degrees, dry and clear overnight, minimum 4 Celsius. Saturday, there'll be a cold start, perhaps some frost in places, then dry and sunny with a light breeze and 9 degrees for Jasan. Sunset tonight, 6 minutes to 8, low water 21 minutes past 9, the high tide overnight 8 minutes past 3 a.m., sunrise 11 minutes before 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, low water 29 minutes past 9. And Mananan docked in Douglas Harbour at about 4:15 this afternoon.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918.
Some details of today's COVID-19 figures and Tuesday's case of unknown origin. The details from Ewan Gorn.
One new case was reported today with a source of transmission linked to an existing case. But one which hasn't yet been explained was the case reported earlier this week, which broke a 4-day streak without a case of an unknown source. The Chief Minister Howard Quayle says that was disappointing, but surge testing was done around the individual in question. Public health is now optimistic forward transmission has been contained. Dr. Henrietta Ewart had this warning, though.
As always, with a sporadic community case with no known links further back in the chain, there is still the risk of wider transmission in the community, which our contact tracers would not be able to identify through the contacts of the case. So that means that we really do need everybody to continue to be very vigilant for symptoms, and should they develop them, to stay at home and contact 111 for assessment and testing, because we just can't guarantee that we have closed off everything that might be out in the community, really at the point before we identified this case.
Dr. Henrietta Ewart, there are now 294 active cases on the island. 4 people with the virus are in hospital and none are in intensive care.
Well, here's some good news. People can meet other households outdoors from tomorrow. The relaxation of the current COVID-19 rules announced by the Chief Minister today.
We are not ready to end the lockdown, but we do want to do what we can to lighten the load. For some time now, we have been talking about a gradual and self-exit and safe exit from measures. More than maybe ever before, baby steps has to be the right approach for the situation we are in today. So this is why the Council of Ministers decided this morning a slow and steady journey back towards the relative normality that we enjoyed for more than 200 days over the last year. We heard this morning that the relative risk of the virus spreading in outdoor environments is significantly lower than indoor. It is lower again if social distancing and good hygiene is followed, and lower again if face coverings are used. We therefore agreed that with effect from first thing tomorrow morning, we are ready for you to meet people from other households outdoors. We cannot yet permit household mixing indoors, where the risks are much higher. For the moment, we will also be limiting outdoor gatherings to 10 people. We need people to see this for what it is. This is for family and friends to see each other. This is to make these tough days that little bit easier.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And good news for parents and guardians. Schools across the Isle of Man will reopen on the 12th of April, a week on Monday, if the data permits. The message from the Education Minister, Dr. Allenson, today.
As we start along the road to recovery, we must make sure that every step forward doesn't risk 2 steps backwards at a later stage. As the Chief Minister has announced, restrictions will be eased this weekend. At the start of this outbreak, we had to close all schools, nurseries and UCM. I'm sorry for the stress this has caused for children and their families. I've been so impressed by the resilience shown by our young people to engage in remote learning, and thankful to our teachers who have kept our education system going. Our aim is that all schools and UCM will reopen on Monday the 12th of April after the Easter holiday. The opening up of schools, of course, will be dependent on the infection rates continuing to decline and the latest advice from the Public Health Directorate. If nearer the time the infection risk is considered high, the Department for Education, Sport and Culture will aim to open primary schools from Tuesday the 13th of April in a phased approach, initially for vulnerable children and those of essential workers who need to attend their place of work to keep our island safe and operational. In respect of secondary schools, our aim will be to gradually reopen them to students on the 13th initially to selected Year 11 and 13 students who are required to undertake further work and assessments in school, which will then enable their teachers to accurately grade their performance for external exam boards. This has to be completed by the 21st of May.
Good evening. It's 22 minutes before 6. This is Update on Manx Radio, live from the Isle of Man. Armed police officers were called to Douglas Town Centre this lunchtime, responding to a threatening message. The details from Sean Cowper.
There was a visible police presence in the capital's main shopping area this lunchtime. Officers were stationed on Duke Street, Strand Street and near the entrance to Drumgold Street car park while the matter was looked into. While the public was advised to avoid the area as investigations were carried out, shops and other businesses remained open, with shoppers continuing to move through the scene, with police insisting there was no threat to the wider public or nearby residents. Shortly after 1 p.m, the Isle of Man Constabulary released a further statement confirming the armed unit was deployed in response to a threatening message. The actions have been described as a precautionary measure taken to allow officers to assess the threat. The police say inquiries are ongoing and are urging the public not to speculate.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Manannan left Heysham at a minute to two this afternoon. She sped across the Irish Sea, got here just after 4:15 this afternoon. Ben McCree is handling tonight, sailing to Heysham, departing at 7:15, arriving in Lancashire at 11 o'clock tonight, leaving Heysham at 2:15, back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The scientist who set up COVID-19 testing in the Isle of Man says she believes other people took credit for her work. Dr. Rachel Glover has been giving evidence to the Public Accounts Committee today. She was questioned by Chris Robertshaw, MHK, about her claims that senior staff within DHSC were passing incorrect information to the Council of Ministers.
It became clear to you that senior staff were writing briefings for COMIN that were actually entirely outside their scope of their qualifications and experience. And that progressively moved to a situation where disagreements, that's the wrong word, but different viewpoints started to emerge between what COMIN was saying and what you understood to be the case. Is that fair still?
I think it's definitely fair to say that from somebody who had been working on the ground, it was commonplace that we would watch the briefing and go, that's not right. You know, why is the minister saying that? Or, you know, that isn't what the numbers that we told them for the amount of testing that we could do, for example. And we were getting, I say we, that's the people in the lab, myself, Rebecca Shields, getting concerned that the numbers that were being sent up the chain of command to go to COMIN obviously weren't the ones that were being given to ministers ultimately. And so it was a little bit confusing from our point of view that, hang on, do they not realise what we're doing or do they not have the right information? But in particular, I remember listening to, I think, one of the first or second sittings of Timbald back in October, and hearing that there was a briefing in production for testing and thinking, hang on, why, if they're doing a briefing on testing, why am I not getting inputted into that? Because it seems to me that I probably should at least be involved in that or be asked my opinion, or if there's any science that needs to impact into that or input into that, that I should be brought into the fold of that. I just couldn't understand why I wasn't involved.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 18 minutes before 6. The Isle of Man-based investment company Quilter International has been sold for £483 million. The insurer, Upmost Group Limited, entered an agreement to acquire the firm subject to approval. The transaction's expected to take several months to process, but it's agreed to be complete by the end of the year. During that time, almost £22 billion worth of assets and 90,000 policies under Quilter International will be moved to Upmost. The board of the parent company, Quilter PLC, is said to have agreed on the move in order to focus on its UK wealth management business. It's not known whether the change of hands will affect jobs at the former Old Mutual HQ in King Edward Bay House. Manx Radio's contacted Quilter for further comment without response. Humble Silicon has served the world very well for the past 70 years. It's powered the computing revolution. However, we're approaching the limits of silicon's potential, apparently, as the techies aim to pack more computational power into ever smaller spaces. The race is on to find the next silicon. It could be graphene, black phosphorus, or boron nitride nanosheets. Now, these 2D materials, which are one atom or two thick, stand to make microchips 10 times faster and could pave the way for infrared night vision in smartphones, biosensors to detect COVID-19 in the air, and ultra-sensitive cameras, amongst other things. It's the future.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher amid a raft of data releases from the region. The dollar fell. Crude oil rose, recouping some of the previous session's losses. Gold rose on a retreat in the dollar and US bond yields. And in corporate news, Phoenix Group and Smith & Nephew fell as they traded without entitlement to the dividend. The numbers now at 5 o'clock from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 was up 0.33% at 6,737. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.33% at 15,107. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 0.33% at 33,104. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost 1.5% at 13,428. And Ramsay Crookall report, the S&P 500 in Chicago up 1% at 4,006. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 38.2 cents, €1 17.4 cents, and 20 South African rand 25.2 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 1.25% at $1,728 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.5% at $63.28.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Minutes before six on Manx Radio's update. If you're listening live, thanks for tuning in. If you're tuned in on a podcast, thank you. And by the way, if you know someone who you think would enjoy a daily bulletin of news from the Isle of Man, tell them updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify, or the TuneIn app. Get all the details at your app store or at manxradio.com. Douglas Council's attempt to defend itself after losing a tribunal has been described as completely unacceptable by one of its own members. It was ordered to pay a gully worker of 36 years compensation after unlawfully docking his pay while he was stuck in Cyprus due to COVID-19. In defence, the council said it doesn't agree with the decision or accept criticism of its officers who were working under difficult circumstances. Derby Ward representative Devon Watson spoke to Manx Radio's Ewan Gorn.
We did three really bad things wrong here. A, we violated workers' rights. B, we wasted tens of thousands of pounds of ratepayer money. And thirdly, we acted unlawfully. And the Douglas Borough Council constitution specifically says we have to uphold and respect the law. And for us to attack a lawful ruling is a violation of that constitution, and it's unacceptable.
So what consultation went on with members before that statement was sent out?
We were sent the statement, but we weren't drafted in. We didn't approve it. We weren't even kept informed of this case. The first briefing note we received was 3 weeks after the case actually concluded. So councillors themselves have been kept at arm's length, and there has been the assumption to the public that there is agreement among councillors on this, and there is agreement with this. Maybe a lot of people do agree, but I mean, the correct procedures, I do not believe, were followed here.
So where did this statement come from?
I think it must either come from the council leader or the chief executive. I mean, this does need to be explained and probably will be explained in future council meetings, the one that we're going to have on April 7th. But what we have to also accept here is that if we disagree with this decision, then at the end of the day, we don't have the capacity to fix the situation in the future and prevent it happening again. Because very early on in the judgment, it states this issue may be larger than what we've experienced, right?
Well, is this systemic? Is this cultural, or is this a one-off?
I mean, this is something that we have to determine. I mean, this is why we probably do need to have an investigation into this matter to get to the bottom of it.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, good evening. Well, the Southern 100 may be cancelled this year, but organisers are still planning on putting on a show for fans. The Southern 100 racing team is set to host a one-day motorcycle show on Saturday the 10th of July, COVID restrictions allowing. It will include friendly races, the junior trials team showing off their skills in an obstacle course, and a visit by the world-famous Purple Helmets. There's also going to be a showroom for vintage and modern machines and an auto jumble. The show is set to take place at what would normally be the race paddock between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, and all the money raised from the day will go towards the Southern 100 Supporters Club. In international sport, and the first members of Team GB's athletic squad for the Tokyo Olympics have been named. Chris Thompson and Stephanie Davis, who won the British trials at the weekend, led a six-strong group for the men's and women's marathon, while race walker Tom Bosworth will compete at his second Olympic Games. In tennis, and world number two Naomi Osaka's 23-match winning run came to an abrupt end as she lost 6-0, 6-4 to Maria Sakkari in the Miami Open quarterfinals. Japan's Osaka was stunned by the Greek 23rd seed's aggressive start, making 12 unforced errors and not landing one winner in a 21-minute opening set. Osaka hid under a towel as she tried to compose herself and fought back to lead 3-0 in the second set, but Sakkari from 4-1 down broke twice to win five games in a row for victory. And in rugby, every match of the Women's Six Nations will be shown on BBC Sport, with the first round of games starting on Saturday. Every fixture of the championship will be available on the BBC iPlayer, with defending champions England playing their final game live on BBC Two.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio. The Bemercree leaves at a quarter past 7 this evening, heading for Heysham. On the planes, the Loganair 5 o'clock patient transfer to Liverpool left 9 minutes late, back this evening at 6.40. Because of the announcement by the Chief Minister today about construction, Paul Rose Bridge will close to traffic from 9.30 next Tuesday morning while they start replacing Paul Rose Bridge. That's 9.30 next Tuesday morning. Paul Rose Bridge will close. Mona Drive in Douglas closed to vehicles and some parking restrictions because of the Douglas Promenade works. Quarterbridge Road nighttime closures continue to the 20th of April. Switzerland Road is closed to vehicles for Promenade refurb work. Ellerslie Gardens and Maloo Street, that closure between School Hill Avenue and the Crofts continues till the 9th of May now for drainage works. Look out in Ramsey, South Promenade. The footways on the east and west sides of the prom are closed, and there's a parking suspension on the adjacent bit of the prom for refurbishment and building of the new lifeboat station. And Stanley Mount East, just down the road, the parking there is suspended fronting the Queen's Pier to the junction with Queen's Promenade for the restoration of the Queen's Pier. Anything you need to go? Go to maxradio.com, click on news, click on travel. Everything you need to know is there.
Book your service or repair at tyres.im and we'll collect and return your car sanitised with X-Mist, which eliminates all viruses and can remain active for 7 days.
In a joint statement with the DHSC, the GP practice in Anakers confirmed that Snaefell Surgery will continue to operate. The surgery, it warned, would have had to close in August after rejecting contract funding by the department. After talks with health bosses, support of patients and the Douglas South MHKs, Captain Quine and Mrs. Christian, the practice will now stay open. Approval of the new justice reform bill on the Isle of Man is another step towards overhauling the criminal justice system. This week in the Keys, they voted unanimously to accept amendments made by LegCo, and the bill will address out-of-date processes, encourage early intervention, diversion away from the court system, and put the focus on restorative justice. It was moved by the Douglas East MHK, Claire Barber, and seconded by Home Affairs Minister Graham Cregeen.
This bill, alongside the Domestic Abuse Act and the Sexual Offences and Obscene Publications Bill, represent the most fundamental reform of justice legislation in over a decade, and I am grateful to members for their support and considered input to these new laws. So this is another step towards our shared aim of reform of the criminal justice system. Nevertheless, it is a significant step made on a steady and considered path towards structured change.
In seconding Mrs. Barber, I wish only to echo her words on the importance of this bill and the real notable changes that it will bring to many parts of our island's law. Much ground is covered in the bill. However, as has been stated, criminal justice is itself a complex concept, which goes to the very heart of who we are as a nation and the innate fairness that we seek to build in our society. We are a nation which is proud and stands strong in the face of adversity. So it is right that we should do so on a firmly built principles of justice and equality. There is much more work to be done, but we have laid a solid foundation for the future.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com
or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
This year's Senior Race Day bank holiday will not be moved back to its original date. That's despite the suggestion that having two bank holiday weekends, one in June and one in August, will be more beneficial to the local economy. Backbench MHK's Jason Morehouse and Claire Christian floated the ideas in the Keys this week with Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly.
The plan to shift the Senior Race Day was made in December, when there was an expectation of the Classic TT and the Manx Grand Prix taking place. Now these are being cancelled, the Minister be prepared to look at the benefits of moving Senior Race Day back to June, so it will create a celebration of island life. We could actually have a real local island break, because so many people have actually missed local celebrations. They missed out with Easter, and there's a real yearning to actually have something sooner than the end of the year, sooner than the end of August.
There are no plans to revert back to the Senior Race Day bank holiday. As I said earlier, the plan was to build on the success of last year's Super Manx Bank four-day holiday. And of course, one of the big differences between these two dates now is that we are unlikely to have tourism visitors here in June, whereas we may have them in August. So there is an opportunity there for extra benefit in that bank holiday in August.
Would the Minister be able to advise, did the Council of Ministers give consideration to the economic benefit to the local retailers, hospitality and visitor sectors of 2 3-day weekends versus 1 4-day weekend? The view of these sectors is that actually a 4-day bank holiday weekend is less beneficial than 2 3-day weekends.
The general feeling was that the 4-day did work, although we would recognise that these are different circumstances this time round.
Make the most of it and circle the date in your diary. The 4-day Super Manx Bank holiday weekend will start with a rescheduled Senior Race Day Friday, 27th of August. That's it for Update tonight, and that's it for Update till next Tuesday. Updates brought to you, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Rhiann Evans, producer Tessa Hawley. I'm Andy Winton. Update returns Tuesday evening at 5:30. By the way, all the stories you've seen, many, many more, available at manxradio.com. All the interviews and the podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos. Also via the free Manx Radio app. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And stick around. Chris Kinley's on the way with the greatest hits and a COVID-19 update at 7 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
WINT. And on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.